This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Gail Parrish and her husband Claude have lived on the outskirts of Haliburton since 1978. As rural residents, they've had their mail delivered to their mailbox located just steps from their home across the street. But now, because of a new mandate by Canada Post, the parishes won't know if there's mail in their mailbox, because the Crown Corporation is ending the practice of lifting the red flags on mailboxes that signify a delivery has been made.
It just means you have to walk down to your mailbox, or when you go out, stop and see if there's any mail. I mean, you used to kind of rely on the fact you would see the flag up. I don't know. I can't feature you're saving a lot of time. You're not making any more convenient for the people who are paying your way, I might add. It's supposed to be a service the government provides. I don't know why you have to spend a lot of time worrying about whether or not you put the flag up. You just put the flag up so people know.
Canada Post quietly ended the practice of raising the red flags in early August, with some providing handwritten notes to customers telling them what management had decided. It seems Canada Post believes the practice was historically done to notify mail carriers that there was outgoing mail in the mailbox that needed to be picked up. However, for decades, rural customers have always relied on seeing the red flag raised after mail has been delivered. The resulting confusion on Canada Post's part means the practice is now over. Canoe FM reached out to Canada Post for comment on the move, but was refused an interview. Instead, they supplied this statement. We value the service we provide to our customers with over 700,000 addresses receiving delivery to a rural mailbox. Our long-standing national process of the use of red flags or signal devices on rural mailboxes has been for customers to inform the delivery agent that outgoing mail is in the box for delivery. The pickup of outgoing mail for delivery is an added service for rural customers. Through customer inquiries, however, we've learned some delivery agents were using the red flags or signal devices to instead notify customers that mail had been delivered or placed in the mailbox. As this is not a national delivery process, it created inconsistencies in how we are serving our rural customers. We have therefore provided clarification on our existing policy to our operations and customers. No policy has been changed. We appreciate the feedback from our customers and apologize for any confusion. Peter Denley, National Director, Central Region of the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, or CUPE, questions Canada Post's rationale for the move to no longer raise the flag on mailboxes for customers. He says it's been an accepted practice of Canada Post Rural and Suburban Mail Carriers, or RSMCs, for decades across the country, and the timing seems curious. Denley says the Crown Corporation is basing its decision to end the time-honored service union members provide simply because they don't want to pay RSMCs for the time it takes to lift the flag.
What's been happening is for years, letter carriers have also delivered what would be a rural mailbox. We put the flag up. In United States and Canada, this has existed for well over a century. I mean, ever since mail delivery began, there has been mailboxes sold for rural delivery with the red flag on them. And in fact, it was required. If you don't have a box with a red flag, you don't get delivery. So that's been the standard practice. And as you know, it's because it lets people who have outgoing mails tell the RSMC, in this case, or the postal carrier, to stop and pick up the mail. And once, if people do have mail, they put the flag up. The RSMC says, hey, you got mail. So somebody who lives 300 meters from the mailbox, like in a farm, they can look out the window and see if the flag's up. It's a valuable service, and we always have done it. In the negotiations that are going on right now, Canada Post and the union have agreed to in principle, and they already sort of have an agreement. It's an agreement in principle, but it's not signed on, that we've developed a route measurement system for RSMCs that's very similar to letter carriers, where they get a lot of particularity to their workday. So one of the things that the parties agreed on already was they would get a time value to lift the flag up and put it down, even though it takes, let's say it takes 5 seconds to do that. But they measure that literally a reach from the car, the hand going up, hand going down. Like I say, these are very, very precise studies. What Canada Post has discovered is that they're deciding, geez, we don't want to pay them to do that. So now we're only going to have a system where the customer can put the flag up to let the RSMC know that there's outgoing mail. But we're not going to pay the RSMCs to put the flag up when there is mail.
Denley says mail carriers provide a valuable service to customers, and this move by Canada Post just doesn't make sense. He says he's been getting a lot of calls from customers who mistakenly think it's the carriers who are refusing to lift the red flags on mailboxes. But in fact, many carriers have told Denley they are going to continue the practice regardless, because it's a vital service their customers count on.
I don't know why they're doing it, whether it's petty or whether they're nickel and diming people. It's really unnecessary, and it's an important service. Letter carriers and rural carriers are always keenly conscious of their customers, and we're always sort of keeping an eye on things. Just, you know, it's a sort of an indirect part of our work. We drive up to businesses. We're the only entity, basically in any city, municipality, or government, that visits homes every day and can keep an eye on things. We've rescued people. We've noticed that mail built up in a box. We knock on doors. When I started at Canada Post back in 76, we had something called Postal Alert, where people put a blue dot in their mailbox if they wanted to be checked by the letter carrier. And if mail accumulated in a blue dot mailbox for a day, we would knock on the door and do a wellness check. And we do that anyway. We don't need a formal plan. We get to know our customers, and we know when something's amiss. We put change back on kids' bicycles. You know, we help catch lost dogs. I mean, we do all sorts of things out there, and we're proud to do it. And we're really, really upset that now Canada Post says we've been doing it wrong. I said, no, you haven't been doing it wrong. The postal carriers are absolutely committed to still doing it, and we do it whether we were paid for it or not. I mean, and I know that a lot of carriers are saying, I'm still going to put the flag up when I have mail. I don't care what happens, because it's something that, you know, is important.
Brian McGorty is a rural mail recipient a few miles north of Minden, who says while the practice of using the red flag to inform customers there's mail in their mailboxes is not an official Canada Post policy, it's become an unwritten service that's become a tradition, one customers rely on. He says the Crown Corporation should have simply adopted the practice into its day-to-day delivery policies instead of ending it altogether.
If I was in Canada Post's shoes, I would say the existing process says that the red arm, when it's up that you have mail delivery, we're actually going to make that part of our business rules to say that you have mail. Because it's not costing, it's being already done. But from the public image, it's about working with the public, not trying to shoo them away like they have in this case. Sometimes you just have to bite it and go, hey, we are on your side. With strikes and everything else, you know, they get a bad call. And I'm not saying strikes are bad or good. But, you know, their reputation could have been mended if they had just gone, we have now documented this is the process and that when the flag's up, you have mail.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.